Bruce Almighty Podcast.
What the fuck?
Well, I changed the name of the podcast. By now, you know the podcast is no longer known as the Hear It First Radio Podcast. It is now known as the Bruce Almighty Podcast. I want this to be more intimate, more me, more personal, and that's the kind of content I want to bring you. Episode 4, here we are. Didn't know what I was going to talk about. I've had a lot of people send me messages on what they think the next topic should be. I had somebody ask me to talk politics. Fuck that. I don't really care about politicians. Either side, conservative or liberal or Democrat, Republican, they're all scammers, in my opinion. They're all scammers. People can sit there and tell me, oh, they have your best interest at heart. The government, man, fuck that. They don't care. They don't. I had people ask me to talk about relationships. I am not the person you want to listen to on relationships. I'm not. I don't have a great track record with relationships. And I will be damned if I try to give relationship advice and an ex-girlfriend pops up in the comments say, well, didn't you back then do this, this? No, fuck that. It's not what I want to do. I had somebody bring me an interesting topic about parenting. And she was like, oh, talk about single parent. I'm not a single parent, so I can't relate. I am divorced, but we co-parent very well. We get along very well. And it's all about our kid. So I'm doing it somewhere, a little bit of all that. And I'm talking about some of these laws that are being passed on abortion. It's usually happening in very conservative states. It's happening, and I don't really have an opinion, to be honest, because I don't have the ability to have a kid. I don't think my opinion should matter, and I don't think the government should be making these decisions. I think we need to allow people to make their own decisions. And you know, you come at me with the argument that it's murder, and I see these people saying, well, at 6 weeks, it has a heartbeat, so it's a person. Well, that's fine, right? I want you to guys to think about this for a second. If you're going to follow through on that law, I posted a meme, and basically what the meme said, if a fetus is a person at 6 weeks, is that when the child support should start? Is that also when you can't deport the mother because she's carrying a U.S. citizen? Can you insure a 6-week fetus and collect if you miscarry? We're just trying to figure out how far we should go. And if we do, should we just go all in? Okay, some of the points this brings to mind is some people are very concerned about the life of an unborn child, which I get. I'm on board with that. I don't think abortion should ever be birth control. I don't. I think people should practice safe sex, but at the same time, I'm not going to put laws in place to govern that. I am going to live my life the way I think I should live mine. Now, when you open this can of worms with the government dictating what you can do with your body, you know, it can get pretty nasty. And I think the government should follow through. If some of these people have abortions because they accidentally got pregnant or for whatever reasons, they can't have a child. And I'm tired of seeing there will be somebody to adopt that baby. I'm sorry, but I'm not finding that to be true at all. If you look at foster care, if you look at adoption centers, if you look at families that are able to support children that can't have children, there's not exactly a great demand for children that are unwanted. You know, you can tell me all the statistics you want, you know, with people struggling with fertility. I have a family member that struggled with fertility. She wanted kids so bad, and then it just wasn't in the cards for her. They just could not make a baby. And what they did not want to adopt either. When they figured out they couldn't have a kid, they said, okay, we're not even going to adopt because it's not the same. So we have hundreds of thousands of children in foster care and group homes because their parents could not take care of the kids. They were warded by the state. Something happened. Somebody that was not supposed to have a baby had a baby, right? And I'm not saying that we need to be out there just sucking these babies out of these women, you know. But this late-term abortion, this is being used as a loophole to overturn Roe versus Wade. Effectively, because a lot of women at 6 weeks, sometimes they don't even know. By the time they know they're pregnant, the baby has a heartbeat. And it's too late. They can't have an abortion now. And they might not be ready to have a kid. And that kid's going to go to a group home. Or grown up in a house without love because the mom didn't want you in the first place. And, you know, that's sad, but it's a reality. You know, we can sit here and pretend, you know, hey, all these children are going to be taken care of and loved. And that's just not the truth. That is not supported by any facts at all. And, you know, you come at me with the argument that babies are these fetuses are people. Okay, I'm on board with that. I really am. I'm not sitting here saying that abortion should be birth control. I'm not. But something needs to be done. Like, there has to be some kind of plan. Okay, if you're going to make these women have these kids, what's next? Are you going to make sure that kid goes to a loving home? Because I don't think you can. I do not think you have the ability to make sure this child goes to a healthy environment. Because group homes are not healthy environments. It's like jail for kids that didn't do shit. You know, some of these kids growing up in foster care that were never adopted because they don't have the right color hair or the right color eyes or they don't have the physical attributes that the parents were looking for. And that's a shame. What are we doing to make sure that we're following through to make sure these children have great, productive lives? Healthy environments, loving families. All this is important. What are we doing to make sure that's the case? Because I'm not even going to argue on whether abortion is right or wrong. Because truth be told, I don't think I'm smart enough. I don't think I have all the answers. I don't. I'm not going to sit here and pretend Bruce knows it all because I fucking don't. I'm stupid. I'm an ex-convict trying to figure shit out. So you can read all the books, you can quote all the research, which half the research I think is bullshit. When they come at me, well, studies show. What studies? Show me the research. Show me the paperwork. Show me the actual science in the work that was put in. How was the hypothesis come up with? How was it proved? Right? All studies are people trying to fit science into their narrative that they want to follow. You know, when people believe in evolution, they take all the facts that will point to evolution and say, here's your study. Same with Christianity. Same with Islam. Everybody believes their narrative, so they will try to fit facts to coincide with their narrative. I think the same thing happens every day with so much crap. And it's being shoveled down our throat by these politicians to make us fake care. Because at the end of the day, I don't give a shit what the next person does with their body. I don't think that the government should decide what a woman does with her body. If she has an abortion, and if it's wrong, she will answer to God for it. If that's what you believe. If that is what you believe, she'll answer to God for it. She shouldn't answer to man. I think she needs to answer to God. Well, we're not protecting these kids. Well, you're not protecting their future either. When they have them, are you done protecting them? Once that baby comes out the womb, is your whole stance on trying to protect these kids there? Are you done with your whole service to the children then? Because I don't see you jumping in line to take the little badass kids to the store, or make sure they got food that's healthy for them. I don't think you're up there waiting for this baby to cry in your ear all night so you can't sleep and can't go to work in the morning. I don't see none of that. Call me insensitive. Call me what you want. And don't take this as me saying I believe in abortion, because I don't. I don't believe in abortion. I just don't think the government should regulate it. I don't think that's the government's play. I think so much shit that the government... We have let the government control so much of our lives that we call ourselves free. It is ridiculous. It really is. All this propaganda shoved down our throats from the time we're a child till now to make us believe we're a free country. We're a free country, but we don't want you to do this or that. We don't want gay people to get married so they can't. We don't want these people to have abortions. We don't want these people to do anything. And you call yourself free, right? Freedom is being able to make your own decisions and understanding that sometimes those decisions have consequences. This is fact. Doesn't need to be proven by science. You know the saying, what goes around comes around, you reap what you sow, karma, all that stuff. People need to understand that, you know, there does need to be laws, there does need to be a criminal justice system that regulates stuff, keeps people from stealing and the strong people from preying on the weak, etc., etc. But we're getting out of control with how much influence the government has over our lives. And I'm not an anarchist. I think the government has its purpose, but I don't think it's to tell a woman whether she can have a baby or not. I think that's dumb. I think it's stupid. And the politicians, they really don't care about the issue either. They don't give a fuck about Planned Parenthood. They just want to know where the money's going. They want to know, will I get enough people to vote for me because I don't believe in abortion? That's their whole narrative. I have family members that vote just based on that. Do they believe in abortion? But these are the same people that are mad when a single mother is on welfare trying to take care of that child. They're still mad. Why don't she get a job? Well, you try being a single mother of two or three kids that you probably shouldn't have had. That you kind of resent the fact you're forcing this woman to love a baby she didn't want. That's like me dropping a dog at your house and say, you better love it and take care of it. And you better make sure it don't poop in the house. But love that dog. You can call it what you want. I just think the whole argument is stupid. It's fucking dumb. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. But I do know that so much of this that people argue about on social media all day is bullshit. It is dumb. And I'm not going to back off that. I just want the same energy after these children are born. If you care so much about this life, contribute to that life after it's born. I don't want to see the foster care system full. I don't want to see group homes full to the max. Little bed space. Little love. No love at all. They're just a number. And these people running these group homes, most of them are in it for the money. They get X amount of dollars for every kid they have in that home. That's how foster parenting works. They're being paid to take care of the kid. They don't love that kid. Well, how about you pay the mother that didn't want the kid? You know what? Say, but you're so mad at welfare, you don't want her to take care of that kid or get money to take care of that kid. But you would rather give it to a complete stranger that don't give a fuck about that kid. Give them the money to take care of it. That makes all the sense in the world. It does. Well, this is going to be a short podcast because this is more of a rant. Something I wanted to get off my chest. And I got family members that are going to be, oh, Bruce believes in abortion. No, I don't. I just don't think the government should regulate it. And if you are going to go ahead and stick, go all in with these abortion laws, then I think there needs to be a follow-up after the child is born. That's all I'm saying. If you're going to make sure these people have these babies they don't want, make sure that kid's taken care of. You can't have it both ways. Don't make sense. So you're at the gym, getting your workout on. You know, you're a little out of shape. You're trying to get your body right for the summer weather so you can be out there topless, flexing your little muscles. But you got a dad bod. Luckily, Scoop in Season Clothing is here to save the day. You got a fresh custom fit from the brilliant mind of the one and only Strona D, one of the original Here at First radio hosts, won an award with me, and I sure do appreciate her. So I'm in the gym. I got my flyest Scoop in Season Clothing. Got on the sweatpants. Got on the hoodie. And I'm working out. I'm getting my little sweat on. And I see this girl across the gym. She's looking at me. She smiled a little bit. Gave me eye contact. So I gave her a little eye contact back. And as I look at her, I notice she's definitely into her fitness. She's got the defined arms and shoulders. She's got on the right sports bra. She don't have a waist trainer on. She's got great abs, a great butt, very toned legs, very toned arms. And I walk over to her. I say, hey, my confidence is up. I got my Scooping Season gear on. So I'm finna scoop. Walk up to her, approach her. Hey, what's your name? She tells me her name. And we agree to hang out. Go get some coffee. We go get some coffee. We're walking around downtown on the river walk in San Antonio, Texas. And suddenly she holds my hand. And I realize instantly that I made a mistake. This girl has the hands of a mechanic. She's fine as hell. But she has probably never worn gloves in the gym ever. Like, she's been doing push-ups, dips, pull-ups, slap boxing with bamboo sticks, and anything else you can think of. And I realized this woman will never touch my penis. But none of this would have been possible if I would not have been wearing my Scoop and Season clothing by the one and only Strona D. Go on to scoopandseasonclothing.com and look for the flyest gear there. You can look for some dope clothes. You can look for your custom fits. Get it how you want. You can submit your own pictures. You can have a custom fit to you quickly. And she'll make your summer right. She even has sneakers. Scoopandseasonclothing.com. Go over there right now. Tell them Here at First Podcast sent you. Tell them Bruce Almighty sent you. Get your gear. Get right. Have your dick print out ready for your sweatpants so the ladies will see it. You got to do some inspirational jumping jacks so they pay attention. Get your Scoop and Season clothing right now.